This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, I'm so excited for tonight's show for a variety of different reasons. Let's just go ahead and go over some of the things we will be tackling tonight on the show. Yes, the World Economic Forum's going on right now in Davos, Switzerland. All the global commie elites are there collaborating on how to destroy your life and my life. Trump went there, beat them up. We'll talk a little Greenland talk. In fact, we'll piggyback off the Greenland talk because it's not really going to be about Greenland. And I'm going to tell you how I look at politics and politicians on our side, not to tell you that you have to, but I think it might make your life easier and less stressful when I lay something out here. We're going to talk about visiting more fear and pain on the communists. Yes, they only believe the law should apply to you and never them. Remember how many times I've told you it's a revolution? Well, they're coming right out now and saying it's a revolution. Praise God, Alex Soros is a moron, unlike his father. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin with something. And I'll get to Trump's announcement about Greenland. That was from a few hours ago. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. But I have two different emails, and it's based off of what I talked about last night. 1 minute recap is Trump is dead serious about Greenland. All nations have acquired new lands. We want it for strategic purposes to lock down the Western Hemisphere, and Donald Trump sees himself as this global leader, as one of these aspirational types who wants statues. He wants his face carved into the side of a mountain. That's what I explained last night. That's why he's going after Greenland. It's smart. He's serious about it. And he also wants his name in the side of a mountain. That's what it was. And so off of that, I got a couple different emails, and actually I'm going to read both of these because I think this will maybe help you by me explaining how I look at politics and politicians on our side. We're going to set the communists aside. We talk about them enough. We'll get to them in a little bit. These two emails are this one. This lady said, "Hey, I don't really need or expect a response. I was just listening to your show today and honestly can't imagine what it would take for you to judge the president's actions poorly. I mean, he's acting like a complete crazy tyrant child, no president of mine. I am a moderate who sees both sides of the aisle, but what I'm seeing is a complete wreck, and it would seem that we are throwing out our democratic allies to make things better for Russia and China." Okay. That lady doesn't think I could find anything that would lead me to insult the president. All right. Then I got this one. "Jesse, I am listening to you tonight, and you just completed explaining Trump's interest, rather commitment, to obtaining Greenland. I agree with your premise about Trump being a man who wants to be remembered for doing great things. This is part of his very big personality. I also agree it's what's in the best interest of America to own Greenland. I even agree with whatever it takes because I'm very, very confident Trump will win out as the master of the deal. In my opinion, your presentation leaned more into the idea of Trump needing Greenland for what I term his ego than for the security of the United States. Was that your intention? Or how would you weigh those 2 points?" Okay, so does Donald Trump want Greenland because he wants his name, his face in Mount Rushmore? Or does he want it because it's better for the United States of America? Is there anything I would criticize the president for? He looked like a crazy person. Well, before I complete my thoughts, let me read for you the statement that was put out about 3 hours ago from the president himself. Quote, based upon a very productive meeting that I have had with the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, or Rude, or whatever his name is, we have formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region. I'm not going to read the rest of it. He's talking about it'll be great for America, great for NATO, whatever. We've reached the framework of a deal. So what is it? Is there nothing I would criticize Trump about? Do I think Trump wants Greenland for strategic purposes or for his ego? What is it? Okay, first, anybody who's ever listened to the show for any length of time knows that I will scream in anger about things Trump has done. It's just not usually the things you scream about. Let me explain. Politicians, not just the ones today, not just Donald Trump, every single one of them, they are their own individuals. They have their own aspirations. I believe in using them the same way you believe in using, well, the same way they believe in using you, same way you believe in using a pizza delivery man. What is the motivation of the pizza delivery man? In fact, it's pizza night here. We're getting pizza delivered here. Why is he bringing me a pizza? Is he bored? Just wants something to do? Does he want to provide us with delicious pizza nourishment? Or is he just in it for the money? Well, I don't care. The end result for me, for Chris, for Corey, is I'm going to eat delicious pizza. His motivation for delivering that pizza to me couldn't possibly matter less. And in fact, I'll take it a step further. And this is more for the lady of, he looks like a tyrant. He looks like a crazy person. Maybe you've said that. Maybe you've thought that about the Greenland thing. He looks nuts. Did you know this? Did you know that I don't care if the pizza man speeds on the way over here? I would prefer he didn't speed. I don't want him to break traffic laws, risk anybody's safety. I don't care if he rolls a stop sign. I don't care if he uses a turn signal. Again, I prefer he uses a turn signal. I don't want anybody on the road to be hurt, but just bring me the pizza. I don't care how fast you drive. I don't care if you roll a stop sign. Do you know what? Forget that turn signal. Everyone else in Texas does. Just deliver me a pizza. Donald Trump, I don't care if this offends you either. I don't care about him. Now, I have an affinity for him, I will admit, and I'm very grateful for how he has moved the America First ball forward, but on a personal level, I don't know him. I will never know him. I'll probably never meet him. We refused an invite to the White House. It's not my thing. I don't care about meeting powerful people. We don't care. Donald Trump, to me, is somebody who will sometimes move the ball forward for the things I want for the country, for myself, and for my children. Why does he want to acquire Greenland? Is it just about his ego? Of course it's about his ego. But is it about a strategic area? Is it about crowding out Russia and China because he has the best interests of America? That answer is also yes. But no matter what, let's say he didn't care about Russia and China. Let's say he didn't care about America at all. Let's take it to the extreme. What if it was just about his ego? And I don't believe that at all. But what if it was just about his ego? He just wants Greenland so he can be on Mount Rushmore. You know what I would say? Okay. I don't care. Acquiring it, or at least taking control of it, is, in my opinion, in the best interests of the United States of America. The means and methods he chooses to use to get it are not important to me. His reasons for getting it are not important to me. And again, this goes well beyond Greenland. This will apply to every politician with every issue you care about for the rest of your life if you want to be much happier and more satisfied with politics, the politics of the people on your side. They're just rental cars, all of them. Use them to get where you're going and then drop them with the keys in the ignition and move on the second you're done with them. I will happily and have happily criticized the president when he is doing things, in my view, that hurt what I want. I'll loudly criticize him. I don't care if he's rude, threatening, but he made Europe mad. Doesn't matter to me at all. I care about controlling Greenland so Russia can't. I care about controlling Greenland so China doesn't extract the minerals. If we have a deal, and it looks like we have the framework of a deal, according to Donald Trump, am I going to now sit? Well, I don't care because he was mean about it. What a pathetic, feminine way to look at things. I don't care how he did it. I don't care why he did it. I care that he did it. Sounds good. You with me? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So just a couple more words on this. I told you, how many weeks have I been telling you that we're going to end up buying it, buying Greenland? And how many weeks have I been telling you that this is how Donald Trump negotiates everything, and he has publicly for, it's not even 10 years. That's just his political public life. Before that, he was very publicly a businessman. He wrote an entire book on it. This is how he does it. In fact, this is how many, I would argue most business people do it. You get the ultimate carrot or the ultimate stick. I could pay you $10 million for this, or I could pull you outside and beat you to death. I could pay you $10 million, though, or I could pull you outside and beat you to death, or I could pay you. This is how they all do it. And yet, for some reason, for some people, setting aside the ones that are just performatively outraged by everything, it's a shock how Donald Trump negotiates everything. Well, we could pay you a large sum of money for Greenland, or we could send in the Marines and kill everybody. Or a large sum of money. Well, large sum of money. But, man, we could also murder you if we feel like it. I might murder you. Or money. How is it complicated? Yet people focus on the details instead of just understanding politicians are all rental cars and Donald Trump is too. Just use them to get what you want. Here he was today at the World Economic Forum talking about
it. We need it for strategic national security and international security. This enormous unsecured island is actually part of North America on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory. It is therefore a core national security interest of the United States of America. And in fact, it's been our policy for hundreds of years to prevent outside threats from entering our hemisphere. And we've done it very successfully. We've never been stronger than we are now.
Donald Trump either had a gargantuan amount of caffeine today, or Chris and Corey put in a piece of audio that was most definitely fast forwarded, because Donald Trump definitely doesn't talk like this at all, unless he's become an auctioneer. Anyway, setting that aside, here he was too.
So we want a piece of ice for world protection, and they won't give it. We've never asked for anything else, and we could have kept that piece of land, and we didn't. So they have a choice. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
The carrot and the stick. That's how it goes. That's how he does it. Do yourself a favor and don't get so personally wrapped up in every single word, every press release, every threat, every bribe, every that only leads to a constant state of angst and misery of, I can't believe this, and I can't believe it's constant. I'm going to play something for you. I'm going to be careful about how I talk afterwards because I don't want to get my blood pressure up. Here's Pam Bondi. They landed in Minnesota today, started serving subpoenas to people like Governor Tim Walz, Mayor Jacob Frey over all this stuff.
Whether it's a public official, whether it's a law enforcement officer, no one is above the law in this state or in this country. And people will be held accountable. This state is a mess right now. We've seen the chaos, and it's constant. And our men and women in law enforcement deserve to be safe. And that's what we're going to do in Minnesota.
Okay. I understand full well that legal things take time. I get that all the way. You, me, we can be mad about something we see, and we can demand people go to prison immediately. But my goodness, the justice system is so brutally slow in this country. It's not supposed to be, of course, but got to build a case. Then you got to indict somebody, and then you got to have a trial. And then after the trial, the nightmare. I understand it takes time, but I'll play it again.
Whether it's a public official, whether it's a law enforcement officer, no one is above the law in this state or in this country. And people will be held accountable. This state is a mess right now. We've seen the chaos, and it's constant. And our men and women in law enforcement deserve to be safe. And that's what we're going to do in Minnesota.
Nobody is above the law. All right. Today is January 21st, 2026. Been over a year Donald Trump has been sworn in. Maybe there are big indictments and big prison sentences coming. But I have heard repeatedly that nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. All right. Chris, Corey, help me out here. Who's the powerful person who's gone to prison? Anybody? Oh, yeah, good point, Chris. Trump went to jail. Can anybody name for me the powerful communist who's gone to prison? James Comey's going down. Indictment tossed out. Hillary Clinton, she's going to jail. It could. Nothing. It takes time. It does take time. I got it. But I am going to start losing patience more and more rapidly as the year 2026 unfolds. I am. Because I'm starting to feel like nobody is above the law isn't really true. I'm starting to feel like there are lots of people, mostly powerful Democrats, who are very above the law. So I don't think I want to hear that anymore until someone goes to prison. Just me? We'll continue with some WEF, World Economic Forum stuff, because that's going to matter. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'm sorry, before I get to the World Economic Forum, I have to vent my frustrations. I almost vented them last segment. Jewish producer Chris was watching me yell into the telephone, and he was curious what was wrong. So, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and lay it out for everybody. Why? Because it makes me feel better. That's why. So I'm going to tell you, Chris, I'm going to tell Corey, and I'm going to tell you, everybody all at once. So there are things that happen as you get older, and they kind of suck. I don't mind getting older. I like joking about it, but some things are just kind of annoying. For instance, I've been getting hounded for 2 years now by my eye doctor that I have to come in for a new eye exam. Now, I automatically assume everybody in life is trying to rip me off, so I blew him off for 2 years. But I have noticed that I'm nearsighted, so I can read, you know, books or my phone just fine. It's just TV gets a little blurry from across the room, right? I've noticed that the TV's starting to get a little blurry, even with the glasses on, which of course means, quit laughing, Chris, that my eyes are getting a little worse. Doctor said that's going to happen. It gets worse as you get older. Okay, all right, fine. I'm a little chapped about that whole thing, too, because I had the vision of a hawk for most of my life. I got that from my dad. I just had, I could just see so well. Never needed glasses, had great eyes, and then boom, 40 hits. It's like you're slamming into a brick wall. Never mind. I'm going to move on, continue on our conversation here. I go in today for my eye exam, and you have to do the cover the left eye, cover the right eye, read the bottom line thing. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I had to go in for my eye exam. No surprise. I already knew it was coming. This is why I avoided it. Hey, we need to update all your lenses. Now pause. 3 years ago when I got glasses, I got three pair of glasses. Two regular ones so I could have one in the car or at work and then one at home. Understandable? The third pair was sunglasses. I live in Texas. It's sunny all the time. I need prescription sunglasses for driving. All right, you got me? Three pairs of glasses. It was over $700 3 years ago. And I was so angry that I had to spend, that's with insurance. I had to spend $700 over 3 years ago. That's part of the reason I haven't gone back. The last time I walked in here, it cost me $700. What cost $700? So I was just mad about it. I know I sound like Jewish producer Chris right now. Don't make fun of me. Dude, thank you, Chris. Chris has my back on this one. Today, she tells me I need all these updated lenses. Okay. So I asked the question. Hey, I have all the frames before. Can you just order me the lenses? And then they'll send you the lens and then you put in new lenses because I don't need new frames. The frames are fine. I just need updated lenses. And she tells me, oh, yeah, should be able to. And then she drops this bomb on me in the office. Oh, not the sunglasses, though. They don't make those anymore. So we can get you all new lenses for the other ones, but the sunglasses have to come completely new. Okay, what's this going to cost? $830 today. Now, no, wait, Chris, wait. That was earlier, because I'm going to explain why Chris just saw me lose my mind on the phone. I wasn't yelling at her, but I was so upset when I hung up the phone. I was very upset. $830 I had to pay earlier today. I get done with my eye exam, come into the studio. We're just collecting stories, getting ready for the show tonight. During the break, you get a call. Okay, they're working late. Wonder what's going on. Voicemails from the doc, the eye doctor. Call them back. They don't make any of the frames or any of that anymore. They have to send all new glasses of every kind. And I think the total is going to be something like $1,200. I'm so mad about having to spend $1,200 just because I'm going blind. And I don't understand it. At this point, I'd rather be Stevie Wonder. What, Chris? See, Chris, you're not wrong. Chris jumped in. We all know what Chris said. He said there's got to be a do-it-yourself option. I even asked her, Chris. I said, no, hold on, I'm desperate in there. I hated to make myself sound like you, but I said, what about like contacts or something? Is there a different thing? And there was nothing. $1,200 for glasses. Anyway, Trump was at the World Economic Forum. And I'll tell you this. I despise these leaders at the World Economic Forum way more than I despise Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin or any of those. Now, why? On the scale of evil, why would I hate them more? Because Xi Jinping is very open about the fact that he's my enemy as an American. He's very, very open about that. Vladimir Putin, for the most part, too, very, very open about that. But the people who lead Western modern civilizations, the European leaders and American leaders and Canadian leaders and people who lead these countries, they should see themselves as our protectors, our knights, That's how they should see themselves. They should see themselves as the sword and shield protecting the better parts of the globe. And instead, they hate us. And they have waged war on us. They are at war with us, and they're supposed to be protecting us. Xi Jinping will publish papers telling you that he intends to supplant America as the number one superpower. He's not shy about it. And you know what? I respect that. I don't like you, and you don't like me. We are open enemies. May the best man win. But these scumbags at the World Economic Forum, they massively import foreign barbarians who rape and murder their own citizens, and they're not sorry at all. I'll play you something. You want your jaw to hit the floor? This is out of Britain. You see, one-third of London now are people who are actually English. Did you know that? One-third. They have imported so many Islamists into the UK that now this is a real advertisement from Britain's health service.
Britain's National Health Service says marriage and procreation between first cousins can be beneficial, and the risks have been, quote, exaggerated. New documents show that the NHS guidance to midwives states 15% of cousin couples have children that are affected by genetic conditions, compared to just 3% of children born to unrelated parents. However, the guidelines then go on to describe the benefits of cousin marriages, saying it can provide financial and social security and generate collective social capital.
The leaders of Britain have imported so many dirt worshippers from every dump on the face of the planet that now their National Health Service actually tells people to marry their first cousins. I despise these people more than I could ever despise Xi Jinping. And it does make me happy and proud that we finally have a president who goes and stands in front of them and slaps them around for it. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, hump day. And you can email us, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, why is Trump wasting his time talking to the World Economic Forum when we all know they're a bunch of hypocrites and evil plotters? Please elaborate. Thank you for the daily education, the guy says. Says his name is Mike. You know why? Because the world needs to see the American president stand up in front of the evil monsters who've destroyed their countries and talk to them like this.
Certain places in Europe are not even recognizable, frankly, anymore. They're not recognizable. And we can argue about it, but there's no argument. Friends come back from different places. I don't want to insult anybody and say I don't recognize it. And that's not in a positive way. That's in a very negative way.
And we all know why. We all know what he's talking about. He may not want to say it, but I'll say it. I've been to Paris twice. In certain parts of town, you can't find a French person. Not one. Not one. I was in Cologne, Germany one time. The foreigners were everywhere. The filth was everywhere. I went to Rome one time. Only one time. I'll never be back. At least I don't think, unless I have to go back for work or something. I don't know why we'd have to go to Rome. The foreigners. The filth, pulling up to something I have dreamt of since I was a child, the Colosseum. Since I was a child, my earliest memories, I have loved Rome and gladiators and the Colosseum and like any, yeah, exactly right, Chris, like any red-blooded American male would. And I've dreamt of walking up to the Colosseum and touching it. Seeing it, this is where it happened. and you pull up to the Coliseum with your wife and kids, and you feel like you just got to Zimbabwe as they try to snatch your purse and sell you cheap African garbage, and it's pathetic. And all this was done on purpose by these communist globalist scumbags who don't care at all about their own people. They don't care at all about their own nations. They care only about each other. They want to get together at these fancy conferences with five-star hotels and private jets, and they want to talk about how important they are because they see themselves as kings and queens, and they see themselves as the leaders of the world instead of the leader of Germany, or the leader of France, the leader of the UK. I'm here to protect my people in Belgium. They don't think like that at all. They see themselves as these global citizens, and they think any concerns about the mass importation of foreign barbarians, that's just you being racist. And I love it that every now and then America wakes up and stops voting for Democrats, and we send over an American president who stands up and speaks to them like this.
The situation in Minnesota reminds us that the West cannot mass import foreign cultures, which have failed to ever build a successful society of their own.
I've asked the question, and I've wondered myself, as you probably have, how could anybody be this evil? How could you be so evil that you would... Look, just numbers-wise, let's say we'll use Germany, because it's a great example of what's happened there. You had such a safe, clean country, and then you threw open your borders to every barbarian, and now women get raped there all the time. Raped all the time. Is there anything more disgusting and heartbreaking and sad than one woman anywhere having to suffer that? Now imagine you are the leader of Germany, this amazing historic country, centuries of history there. Imagine the feeling of responsibility, of duty you would feel if I, even as an American, if I made you the head of Germany, wouldn't you feel an obligation to do right by the German people? And what if you took that power and you instead imported a bunch of people from friggin' Algeria, from Afghanistan, from Syria. And then you find out that the German women in your country are savaged day and night. I don't think I could live with myself. I don't think I could live with myself. And these people did it on purpose. On purpose. In Britain, where they did the same thing. I talked to Connor Tomlinson today. He's British. He's always speaking about how evil things are going over there. You know what Connor told me today? 33 people a day are arrested in Britain for speaking out on social media against the Muslim rape gangs in the country. They not only imported the barbarians, they are sending law enforcement to people's homes daily to round them up and throw them in jail for complaining about it. I hate these people more than I could ever hate Xi Jinping. More than I could ever hate him. That's the bad news. Here's a little bit of good news to go along with it. George Soros' son, Alex Soros, is there. And George Soros may be the spawn of Satan, but he was a sharp one. His son, not so much.
And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, when I look at this.
Good grief, buddy. You went to an Ivy League school, I'm sure. Learn how to talk.
Regarding democracy, I also say to myself, when was this great time that everybody got along so well?
Can't hear his voice anymore.
Howard Lutnick went there on our behalf and nailed him with this.
And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore, find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind.
And that, of course, was always the idea. Punish America, punish the American worker. Let me talk to you about finding a new American worker for you, for your business. I know that in this day and age, you would think it'd be easy to find somebody, but it's difficult, isn't it? Can't even find someone to show up for an interview, can you? Don't understand. You had a sign in the door. You've taken out ads. I don't understand. That's because you haven't used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter saw through what's happening today, and they figured out a way to cut through the clutter and save you time and money. They put the best candidates in front of you immediately. It's instant. You only have to deal with the best candidates. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody great the first freaking day, and they let you try it free. That's pretty cocky. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse is where you go. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. All right. We're going to make fun of the GOP. We're going to talk about punishing communists and so much more next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.